Still with me?
Well, there it is. Okay, now the meter is working on here. Okie dokie. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Okay, I'm recording on the right. Yeah. So, that's about it for now. Let's see. That was just a jam session here. Sorry about the swearing. I tried to cut it out of the tape by erasing it. I hope it doesn't come through. If it does, you know, that's just normal for this place. I don't know. I may start sending these tapes frequently, you know, if it seems to work out good and you want me to. It costs 60 cents for those little tapes, so that's the only part that ticks me off. But you can keep reusing the damn mailer. Just keep putting a new address on it each week. You know, just... You can put one of yours on your side and cover up mine, and then I can... You know, you gotta put 20 cents worth of postage on it to get it here, though, I think. That's the only bad part about it, but, oh, let's see, what else is new here? I got all my Mickey Mouse patches sewed on my uniforms. You'll be getting one if you haven't gotten it already. Wow, there's a telephone in the CO's office. I don't know. Let it ring. Let's see. Sent you a picture of what my tape recorder here looks like. It's a nice unit. It really has a real good sound. There goes the telephone again. I gotta go answer CO's phone. I'll be back in a minute. You haven't been heard from, so I assumed that you were in Maine or living high. Wow, okay. How are your parents and sisters? I hope everyone is feeling well. My chess has been improving. I may be able to beat you soon, someday. Fencing has fallen apart. I'm out of shape and overworked. Isn't everyone in the army? He's got that quotated, man. That's beautiful. Hey, Richard. I saw Bob Harrison today, and wow, this one I can't even figure out. Oh, and told him your address. Gave him your address, excuse me. You can expect a letter from him soon. Oh. Well, must carry on now, so I'll just leave you with this thought to ponder. And he's got this quotated. Look back, not in anger.
Okay.
That was the first sergeant trying to get in. Let's see.
One more thing.
Okay, it says, look back not in anger or forward in fear, but around in awareness. That was James Thurber that did that. So he says, and he's got a sign, Tom. Top just caught one of the hooch maids lifting a set of boots, and so that's what that big thing was out there. So, oh boy, here comes Prince again.
What do you got for me now? Here, I'll put him.
Hold on a second.
Thank you.
You heard that, didn't you? Yeah, right.
So, we will just be cool. That's it?
Wow. What shall I do with Rivera's orders? Not throw them away?
When Prince just asked there what we were going to do with Rivera's orders, Rivera just got shot down the other day and he's retched up kind of bad. I think they medevaced him back to the States. So, anyway, let's see what else is new. I figured it out that if I run on single channel 300 feet four times, that's 1,200 feet of tape, which isn't too bad. Oh, by the way, any commercial tobacco you can think of, we can get in the PX over here. So, you know, I got no problem with that or the pipes. So, wow, let's see what else is new here. You can hear that too, can't you? That's me rubbing my finger over the little thing. It says Sony on the side of the microphone. I gotta give something to Beto. Hold on. Beto, this Mexican dud that we've got over here that bugged me for 2.5 weeks straight, four times a day, about mail. You know, he said, oh, everybody was sending the mail and everything. He got his first letter. It was backdated 4 days ago. He was lucky he got here that fast. So, anyway, we just had a set of orders. That you just heard there happens to be a C-130 that flies directly over the top of the orderly room here because we're right next to the Fantheat airstrip. So that's why that thing sounds like that. It's a two-engine turboprop. It's a great, great big cargo transport plane. And they have to really pour the juice to her because the Fantheat runway isn't too very long. And here goes another aircraft over now, one of our Hueys. Oh boy, there's Briggs out there working away like crazy. There's Major Jones back again. Ah, yes. He just talked with some general someplace this afternoon. So, there's Briggs out there. Boy, he's working like crazy. Look at him, man, with that pencil. Wowee. Prince is just goofing around, if you can't tell. He's... He gets his morning report done, you know, nice and early, and then he goofs around for the rest of the day. And here comes Mr. Young, our interpreter. Man, that guy's a fruit. I think he's kind of queer, actually, man. He's always looking at guys and everything. Man, I'll tell you, dude just don't make it. You know, another thing that got me was two Arvin Rangers walking around on the Trang Airport with a... holding hands, you know that kind of blows your mind, you know, you think they're soldiers, but wow. So anyway, let's see what else is new here. Getting tired. I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning. It's only 4 o'clock now. Wow. So well, that was the first sergeant just saying, you wonder whether these orders include drop dates. See, everybody that leaves here now for the next month is getting a 3-day drop, which is nice, really, if you consider 3 days nice. I'd like about a 9-month drop. No, about an 11-month drop. I could leave right now and it wouldn't bother me a bit. But, you know, Uncle Sam needs my my talents too much here in the mailroom, and so I got the most together mailroom in Fantheette. That's why they call me the Fantheette mailman, you know. Anyway, let's see what else we got here. Oh, I wanted to tell you, you know, I can send these whole 7-inch reels, you know, 3,600 feet of tape home for free as long as it's a personal message. But my God, at the rate I'm taping, you figure 4 times 36. It's you know, that's one hell of a lot of tape, one hell of a lot of talking, man. You can put about 2 weeks' letters on the damn thing. This is only 300 feet, and I'm getting 12 out of it. So, let's see. Believe it or not, even over here, they've got a re-enlistment NCO. I haven't seen him yet. I don't think he's going to want to see me either, because I'm going to tear him apart when I do. What else is new? Well, we had a full bird colonel who is the executive officer of 1st Aviation Brigade down the other day. He wanted to see Major Strang, the airfield commander, about this fuel contamination problem we were having. You got water in the fuel, and when you get too much, it'll bring down the ship. See, our ships are powered, you know, not like an internal combustion engine, you know, of an automobile. It's powered by a gas turbine engine, you know, very, very high velocity, high power engine. And, you know, it's got to be a fairly high powered engine because, my God, you can lift about 1,500 pounds with the thing, plus the ship weighs 6,600 pounds itself. It's amazing. One of those whole aircraft with all the stuff in it weighs, well, I'll tell you, one man can pick up a whole tail boom all by himself and only weighs a couple of hundred pounds. And the whole ship all together with everything weighs, and now this is the whole ship and the whole crew, which is pilot, aircraft commander, or AC as we call them, the door gunner and the crew chief. See, the crew chief acts as the right side gunner and the head of the crew. And the whole ship with all that weighs 6,600 pounds, which is just about, I would say, somewhere around the same weight as a heavily loaded Cadillac. You know, it's only about 3 tons. And so that's kind of wild. And wow, I keep doing this bit. Just don't make it. I'm using up too much tape. That's Prince standing outside the door yelling short. But let's see. My funky three-quarter is on the blink again. You ought to see the tailgate. You won't even stay up on it. That's pretty bad. The thing drives like it's got no springs. You hit a bump and you end up, you know, I end up with my head sitting through the ceiling, you know. It's a good thing it's got a soft cover on it, or I'd have a smashed head by now. And, you know, man, the thing is wild. You get it wound up in a fourth gear and you might get going 25 miles an hour. And that's not too bad. CO's getting a new Jeep. They're bringing it down by a hook. That's a CH-47. We call them a shit hook for short. It's actually the Chinook. You know, I sent you the picture of it, and the big thing there with all the artillery and the guys and the shells and stuff. They put a couple of Jeeps on the inside and send it down. It's pretty good. And the officers are building a club up underneath the 2nd Platoon hooch there. And you can't actually have it a club because of this big thing with all the sergeant majors of the Army and all this kind of mess. And, you know, it's kind of a funky deal. It's just going to be like a officer's lounge. It's a good idea. They deserve it. The guys really work hard. They fly all day long and everything else. So, you know, it's nice to have someplace to go. See, the NCOs have got their own club, plus they have a lounge, plus the EM have a club here. And, you know, if you want to go drink beer or get mixed drinks or something, which is highly irregular. Kind of bent my mind when I came and saw it, because I figured everybody here would want to stay sober like I do. And, you know, it did kind of mess my mind up for a while. Let's see, what else is new here? They're over putting some more sandbags on the top of the dispensary. You know, they have to put sandbags on to keep the roof on. So I guess they nailed it on, but the wind gets kind of rough around here and might blow it off. And, that's Prince out there yelling at him. And, they're going to go and whip a sandbag over on the roof here, and it's going to sound like an explosion. And let's see what else is new. Our hooch maid's name is Hi, like H-I, you know. She's a weird little gook, but she's all right. She washes all my clothes and everything, you know, and which is real good. Polishes my boots, makes my bunk. Oh yeah, I wanted to tell you about my bunk. I've got just a regular army bunk, but I've got a piece of runway steel. It's about 24 inches wide, about 6.5 feet long, and it fits right under my bed, right under my mattress. Beautiful. Well, one mattress was too soft, so I went over to the doc, you know, Doc Harvey, the medic doctor here, and I got another one. Hold on, the tape is going to go on the other end, so